Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the LifeCope podcast. This is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of LifeCope app, which is coming soon, and LifeCope LLC. Here at LifeCope, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to help you out in life. And remember, the advice given on this podcast is strictly opinionated. I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist for that matter. I just give advice to those that want it or that need it. So today, I'd just like to give a special shout out to everyone that listens to us on this podcast. So because of you, we managed to make it to number 25 out of 500 under the health, self-help category. So to tell you the truth, when I first started this podcast, I didn't think we'd have such the positive reaction that we were getting from you guys. I thought maybe we'll get like, I don't know, 5 to 10 people that'll listen to it. But right now we're up to 150 listeners and growing. So I just want to thank you guys for supporting us on this journey. And hopefully we can continue to do great things together. So that intro today was by J. Cole. It was called Neighbors from the For Your Eyes Only album by J. Cole. Called Neighbors, and it's on the For Your Eyes Only, in case you didn't know. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from our sponsors. I'm just kidding. That's what I would say if we actually had sponsors. So first, I would just like to recognize our partner. If you are in the Colorado Springs area, make sure to visit Ironside Medieval Combat. They are a medieval martial arts school specializing in fully armored combat. So when you think of medieval combat, think about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Ironside Medieval Combat is a family-owned martial arts school. The school is based on customized systems developed to provide high-quality sword instruction at a low cost. The school offers a wide variety of classes, including unarmored dancing classes, foam weapons training, armored weapons training, physical fitness, and preparation for national and international competitions. And great news, everybody! For the month of August, if students sign a 3-month contract, they will get the 4th month 50% off. That sounds like a great deal to me. I don't know. So make sure to check out Ironside Medieval Combat. They're located at 1845 North Circle Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Or you can call them at 719-947-2844. You can also find them on Facebook. Tonight's topic, or today's topic, I should say, is how to cope with your neighbors. So I'm sure most people have seen the movie Neighbors with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron. If you haven't, it's hilarious. I definitely recommend watching that. So basically, Zac Efron is in a fraternity and moves in next door to Seth Rogen and his family, who just had a brand new baby. So of course, we all know how fraternities are when they have parties. So the whole movie basis is Seth Rogen and his wife attempting to get the fraternity evicted. But what ends up happening is a full-scale war between Zac Efron and Seth Rogen. It's hilarious. You should definitely check it out. But hopefully you don't have one of these situations with your neighbor. So the three types of neighbors I'll give advice to cope with today are: number one, the loudspeaker neighbors. Number two, the nosy neighbor. And three, the look at me flash neighbor, the flashy neighbor. So number one, the loudspeaker neighbor. Typically, these neighbors are always screaming at their kids, arguing with their significant other, or having relations with windows and doors wide open for everyone to hear. They usually have loud music blasting or blast music in their car, whether when they're going home or leaving. The worst thing you can do, or worst way to approach the situation, is by losing your cool and approach them aggressively. Because remember, they're always loud and obnoxious, so you doing the same will get you nowhere. It will just add fuel to the fire. So what's the fix for this? The next thing I'm going to say is going to apply to the next situation as well. So, A, you could call or walk over to them. But when you do this, make sure it's on neutral ground, like on the sidewalk or neutral ground. And you can't just start talking about your concerns once you do approach them. It's a process. You'll need to build rapport or get in good before you talk about their behavior. And this is obvious, of course, but make sure the talks are between the same sexes. It really doesn't look good if the husband is talking to someone else's wife or vice versa. So just make sure to keep it within the husband talks to the husband or the wife talks to the wife. It also works well if you separate the loud couple. For instance, the wives can go to coffee or the husbands can go grab a drink or play golf. Sometimes couples that argue a lot all the time bring out the worst in each other. By them being separated, it helps calm the situation. Plus, the other neighbors would be thankful. If that fails, then organize a neighborhood meeting and everyone can bring their issues to the table. Try not to single out the loud couple, but if majority of the neighbors present the same issue, it will help rectify the situation when the loud neighbors realize everyone is saying the same thing. If all this fails, you can always file a complaint with the city, especially if it pertains to loud music. But that process is lengthy, so I would definitely recommend the first few options that I listed. So number two, the nosy neighbor. So there's two types of nosy neighbors. There's the one that never comes out of the house and just peeps creepily behind their blinds. And there's also those that will come over to talk to you once in a while. Not to really socialize, but just to try to get the scoop on everything that's going on in the neighborhood. Whatever you do, don't feed them information. The moment you start feeding these people information, they'll come back to you for information all the time. So basically, don't be the plug. To deal with these types of nosy neighbors or neighbors, it doesn't have to be. Make sure to keep your neighbor distance. Try to invite them over for dinner or coffee to voice your concerns. Of course, it doesn't have to be at those venues, at an eating venue or at a coffee place, but it does help ease the tension when you do talk to them in a place where it's you're supposed to be relaxed. And this might involve, if they keep being nosy and they're still doing the same thing, what you can do is try to get a picture of them while they're always snooping and looking at what you're doing. But this, of course, you might need the help of someone else to take the picture. So once you catch them in the act, show it to the nosy neighbor and voice your concerns to them. Or if you live in an apartment complex, you can voice it to the management. For privacy in your home, if you do have neighbors that are constantly trying to look into your home, you can always put up a fence if you live right next door to them. Or there's also they sell privacy film at Lowe's or Home Depot, and you can put those over your windows and cover them, and which will keep out prying eyes when your windows are closed. A little more extra work, but it depends on how much you care about your privacy. So next is the flashy neighbor, or who I like to call the one-upper. These neighbors are not necessarily doing better than you in life, but they'll make sure you feel that way. They want everyone in the neighborhood to know they're the best. We the best, not DJ Khaled type, but whenever you have, say, a new car, they'll have to get a better looking car the next week, or they'll downplay it, or to downplay what you have just to make themselves feel better. They'll say something like, "Oh yeah, that's a cool car, but I just don't like the color," just to make you feel bad about what you have and make themselves feel better. So these neighbors were usually popular kids in high school, but still can't let go of their popularity. So they decided to be popular in the neighborhood. They'll be the ones always volunteering for neighborhood leadership roles, of course. because they have that sense of entitlement and want to be in charge of everybody. So how do you deal with these with the situation, you ask? Again, like the loud neighbor, don't feed the flashing neighbor's ego by admiring them. Whenever they start boasting about what they have, find an excuse to walk away. It'll take some time, but they'll start to catch on sooner or later. Another option you can try is whenever the flashy neighbor begins ranting, pose a question like, when do you have time for yourself or the family? Not only will the topic change, it will also help the flashy neighbor, you know, self-evaluate themselves. There's a lot more types of neighbors, but these are the ones that stuck out to me. Lucky for me, I have great neighbors, pretty much like family now, and you can't have them. Well, that's it for me, folks. Our next session is especially for the dads, where we talk about how to cope with having a daughter. I hope someone will benefit from the options I listed today, and it will help resolve neighborly issues. If you'd like us to mention your business or advertise your business or program, you can always email us at lifecope@bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Again, it's bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can just send us a direct message on our social media outlets. And right now, we're running a special where we do $5 of advertising for 2 weeks, $10 if you want us to add to our social media outlets. Well, that's it for me today, folks. This is Arthur Anthony signing off. Stay well and stay safe.